Hello all, Kenny Brown from Zion's Finest here. Before we get started on our episode with Ryan today, I just want to give a quick plug for the Patreon that we're going to be starting. We're going to start a Patreon in order to help me cover the costs of keeping the podcast going. There's just a few expenses associated with hosting, advertising time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we would just love to get any kind of support that we can get from the community. We think we're doing some good work with the podcast. We're trying to help the community grow. And any support that you can give us will be very much appreciated. For patrons, right now we're going to start with two levels. We've got a $1 and a $2 a month patron level. Patrons who support at $2 a month are going to get a Hera token that I designed and had a guy in Minnesota produce. And we are going to be having additional tokens produced for patrons in the future. I'm not going to plug this too much. I kind of want to just kind of leave it in the background. And for those of you who'd like to support us, please join and help out. I don't want anyone to feel like we're using the podcast in order to turn a profit. We absolutely are not. However, there are costs that are just associated with keeping these things going, and so any help that you can give us would be greatly appreciated. I'm going to include a link to the Patreon in the show notes. Please go on there, and if you feel like we deserve the support, make us a pledge. Thank you so much. Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Zion's Finest. This is Kenny Brown. I've got a special guest, Ryan Stripling. We are so glad to have him. He is hailing from Arkansas, a place that I have never been, but sounds quite lovely.
Indeed it is.
Sounds like a lovely place. Sounds much like Hoytsville, the place where I grew up. My parochial hearth. It's a great spot. Ryan's here. He's going to be giving us two regionals reports. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty details. Also, spoiler alert, Ryan is an amazingly good player. So this is going to be an awesome learning experience for everybody in terms of just listening to his breakdowns of his list, the meta, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A few quick things. First off, we would love to get any 5-star iTunes reviews. I'm only going to be plugging this like a few more times because after that, I'm just going to assume that everyone knows I want 5-star iTunes reviews. But I really want people to join us on the Slack channel. We've got a great channel going. We're always breaking down lists. We're having a ton of fun. So send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com. As of now, we have no FFG news. We keep waiting for news for the next release. We've got some information on Worlds, but not a ton. So I'm going to keep you posted on that as I get it. But let's turn it over to Ryan. Tell us a little bit about himself.
Yeah, and first I want to second the encouragement to join the Slack channel. It's been a lot of fun to check out the different list building and to chat with people about going to Worlds and things like that. So if you're not on it, I encourage you to jump on that. Yeah, so I've been playing Imperial Assault since the beginning, campaign-wise. I mean, I played Descent 1 first edition and then Descent 2nd edition. And so when I, being that I love Star Wars, when I saw Imperial Assault coming out, I jumped on that immediately. But I have always played campaign, and so the skirmish was something that was sort of foreign to me. And so I looked into it a little bit, read a few things about the 4x4, and then completely ignored it for about a year.
Wise.
Yeah, so I started the skirmish side of things around the time when the Bantha wave hit. Okay. Which was actually a really good time to jump in. There were a lot of different varied lists, and the Bantha's an exciting figure. And so, I just decided to jump in. And my first tournament was a regionals at Team Covenant, or a Covenant store in Tulsa. So playing with the Vader's Finest guys. And so I just sort of jumped in and been playing ever since.
That is awesome. What is what's your favorite faction list figure? What do you love to run?
Well, I love the most superior factions, which is Rebels, of course.
Dang straight. Dang straight!
Because Rebellions are built on hope. And I am hoping that eventually Rebels can win Worlds and regain their spot of glory. Yeah, I'm pretty much a Rebels player through and through. I'm going to talk about two different regionals I went to. The first one at Omaha, the second one in Kansas. And my second list is actually a scum list. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Mainly, I play Rebels.
Who's your most favorite figure? Your most favorite Rebel figure?
Oh, man, Drakata. Drakata is just
That's
good.
A great choice. He's so awesome.
I mean, I gravitate towards Rebels because I like iconic Star Wars figures. I love playing Jedi Luke. I love that Han is relevant. I like playing with Chewie. But Drakata is such an interesting figure to put on the map, and it puts a lot of pressure on the other player in ways that they're not used to, and the different splash damage, and, you know, if you're playing collateral damage, which you should be if you're playing Dracata.
Absolutely.
She's just really versatile, and I love playing with Dracata.
Yeah, Dracata, she can really, really lay on the hurt.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's tough to mitigate the damage that she can do. You're just going to have to take a punch, and she's going to do the shrapnel one on everybody, mm-hmm. right, within two spaces, and you just kind of got to deal with that and bring her down as fast as you can.
Yeah, and she's durable enough that it takes a lot of effort to take her down. In the meantime, absolutely. I'm probably going to run Han with her, and so, you know, you've got Han to deal with as well. So
yeah, two high-threat figures. I love it. Cool. All right. Well, so tell us some. Let's just do the regionals. Let's go one at a time.
Yeah, so my first list, I put some effort into tweaking. I wanted to try the new Han. Okay. He's, I think, the best figure for Rebels right now. And
absolutely.
So I started with Han, and I'm in too many Vassal tournaments, so I don't know when I was shaping this list, but during one of the Vassal tournaments, and I began looking at Han and Ahsoka, Han and Dracata, and I kept vacillating between those two, and then finally I just decided to try and fit all three in the same list. So my list was a three Titan list. I have Han, Dracata, and Ahsoka. And then I round that out with Hera, Gideon, 3PO, a smuggler. And then I went with Rebel High Command for this regional. In retrospect, I think it's probably better to do another smuggler just because objectives are king. But
they are king right now.
But yeah, I also really like having On the Lamb in my hand. So it's
Yeah. Who doesn't?
It's kind of hard to it's hard to make that call. Anyway, so that was my list. And before I get into the tournament, Omaha was great. Jake Peterson, I guess now I can say Jake Peterson of Twin Troopers fame.
That's right.
He organized for a lot of us to come out and get an Airbnb and stay together. And I knew a lot of the guys going out from Kansas who were all really good players. And so, I don't know, it was like three or four top 16 at Worlds players that were going to be there.
Oh boy.
And so it was a pretty dense field.
Yeah, that's awesome. But cool field. An intense but cool field.
Yeah. Yeah. So the strategy behind this list, if you're thinking about running it, is, I mean, it takes a lot of care, because when you have these three Titans, Han, Dracota, and Ahsoka, Dracata and Ahsoka, you just have to be very careful, because, you know, the inclination with Ahsoka is she's got, you know, an ability to move like 11 spaces out of her deployment zone with Hera and Gideon and Force Leap and all that. And so, you know, the desire is to Alpha Strike. But the problem is, and the reason why the list I'm doing now doesn't have both Han and Ahsoka in it, is because Han wants to activate last. And in order for Ahsoka to live, she kind of needs to activate last and then activate first. And
absolutely.
So you just have to be very careful, because if you only have three hitters, you know, if they go down, if one of them goes down early or, you know, gets damaged enough that they have to retreat, then you're really playing from behind and you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So, in particular, you know, I'm going to get these focused attacks that hopefully do a lot of damage. And if you whiff on one of those, or if you, you know, don't make the range, you try for a 7-range attack with Dracata, who's focused, and you only get 6-range, you know, you're...
Oh, man. Hurts the heart. Hurts the heart.
It does hurt the heart. That happened to me in the game I lost. But, you know, that's a huge chunk of your attack power taken out in a game that lasts 3 rounds. That first focus attack, if it doesn't go well, you know you're going to be in trouble, and so this list is a bit swingier than others, which isn't to everybody's taste.
Yeah, absolutely. How many people were at the regional?
So this had 17.
That's a good number.
Yeah, and like I said, there were great people and a great store, and so really quality competition.
That's awesome.
I'm going to briefly go through my games. I wrote a battle report on that was a little bit more detailed on the forum. So if you want to check that out, I think
we'll include a neat link for it in the show notes.
Okay. Yeah. So my first game, I took a bye. So I was 1-0. Well done, me.
Yes. Great win.
And round two was against Micah. That was Master Chief Spiff on the boards. And, you know, he's top 16 at Worlds. He's really good. And I was, of course, very worried about this one. We were playing on Mos Eisley, and he was playing Han Rangers. And I got some early breaks early on, and I was able to... he moved up with the Ranger to try to take out... Or, I mean, not take out, but do some damage against Dracata, but just whiffed on that attack, and I killed that Ranger, and then killed a few... I was able to one-shot Jin first round with Ahsoka. And then after that, I just had too much of an advantage for him to come back from. So, yeah. Ended up winning that one. Then I played Tim, who is the Archangel on the boards on Mos Eisley, and he was running Han and Chewie. And this one, I took out Chewie first round with three attacks.
Whoa!
Yeah, things went pretty well for me. And so I ended up taking out both Chewie and Gideon first round. And then he had a focused Han who attacked Ahsoka, where... And I rolled the X.
Oh!
Yeah, and so I took him down pretty quickly, and like, so it was a lopsided game that doesn't represent his talent. He's a really good player.
Oh, sure, but sure.
Man, that game did not go his way.
Yeah. The breaks are the breaks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it was 3-0. There were two 3-0 players at that point. So I played Dane, Fight Wookiees on the boards.
Okay. Cool.
And he's really good, and he's playing a 9 activation list that was really interesting.
Yes.
So he had Han, Dracata,
okay.
Then Jin, R2, Gideon, 3PO, Hera, and then two smugglers.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, there's some similarities in our lists, but it plays a little bit different with Jin and the extra smugglers. But this time we were on Nalhutta. Which is just the worst.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. I mean, like, it's a bad trades.
Yeah, and I lucked out and had the bottom, and we went back and forth, and I eventually won this 40-39.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was a pretty phenomenal game, and you know, a die roll here, a die roll there, it could have gone either way.
Yeah.
But we weren't too concerned because you know, we knew we were getting our dice, so we felt that took off the pressure.
Good point.
Then top 8 match, I played Bryce, who's Brystrom 1 on the boards, and he was playing Han and Luke. Jin, Rebel Care Package, and two smugglers. And
so the Brett Kelly list?
Yeah. And so I knew, I'd read up on Brett Kelly's awesome use of change of plan, so I was worried about that.
Yeah,
And I'm always worried against Luke because, you know, the possibility of
strains
5 attacks in a row.
Yeah, exactly.
And but I was able to win this one. So I moved up with Dracata to attack Hera, and I actually was able to take out Hera first round. And then I moved my Han out to also one-shot Jin, who he had moved actually one space more than probably he should have. And then I had enough that I could re-roll a die even if he had tough luck and still killed Jin. And so I played Officer's Training, and then I got on the lamb, which is exactly what I was looking for.
Oh, yes.
So he moves up with his Han... I on the lamb to move. This is on Jabba's map, and so I moved behind that wall in the center of Jabba's room, so that I then had line of sight on him, and he didn't have it on me. So I return fire, do massive damage. Then with my end around attack, I add onto it, and he can't attack me. And then I drew Han's card at the end of the round. So I took initiative and killed his Han and then moved back.
Oh, I love that. Oh, man, that's awesome.
So, yeah, I was up a Han on him and, yeah. So,
And obviously, and then, like, with Luke, you just worked him down.
Yeah, and then so Luke came up and then I took him out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think I killed Luke right before he got Son of Skywalker, so.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So I had a lot of luck in that game, and but then I was 5-0, and I was in the top four match. But then I played the list. I drove up from Arkansas to go to Omaha with my good friend John, who's Brigadier Blue on the boards. And John, if you're listening, sincerely, I hate you. he was running. John won the tournament.
Okay.
So he was running Iggy, East Entries, an Elite Jawa, Gideon, 3PO, Hera, Greedo, and Devious, which was his MVP.
Ugh.
But then his top four in championship match, he was super lucky, and they were both on Nal Hutta.
Oh, man.
And so, well, he beat me because, A, I didn't play well. B, I got unlucky. C, his list is just way better on that map than mine. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, like, because what are you going to do trading damage on Nal Hutta with Elite Sentries and IG, right? Like, how are you going to do that? You cannot do that, right? They're going to have so many powerful attacks at you.
Mm-hmm. You've
got one figure who can really bomb shots. Like, Drakata can't bomb shots. He can do a range 7 if you've got Hera for insurance, but like Han's your only guy who's gonna like make these long range shots, so that's rough.
Yeah, and so I tried Operation Body Shield. I moved 3PO and my smuggler up to try and seal off a little bit first round, and then I was hoping to get closer second round. It didn't work. He just killed them, and then he did massive damage to Han, and then he drew Blaze and came up and just killed lots of people.
Gross.
I ended up losing that 26-40, but really, that it was way more lopsided than that.
Yeah.
But hats off to John. He plays that list really well, and I hate that list. And I hope everybody who just heard it immediately forgets about it.
that's right. Of course, they won't. So thank you, Ryan. We shall now expect to see that everywhere.
Yeah, well, you're about to hear about it again, because it's also the list that won the Kansas Regional.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I do recommend people checking out the stream from Omaha. The finals was between David, or Dave, he's Seif, like 1003 or something, or 13, I don't know, Seif something, on the boards and against John, and it was on Nal Hutta, and Dave did a much better job, but he's still, you know, he's stuck on the top, it's just hard to beat Iggy when he's on the bottom and he's drawn Blaze first round. So
yeah, exactly. And he's got Devious Scheme. Like, what do you do against that?
Yeah. Well, you lose, as it turns out.
That's it. You do that. That's the thing.
You know, there are other lists that can do better, but Rebels, I think, really, you know, they're just going to struggle on that. And that's sometimes this is a game of matchups, and you just hope you get somebody without Devious on that map.
Or, you know, just not that map.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was Omaha. I was pleased. I went 5-0 until I didn't.
John.
I like the list a lot. You know, I got into this game because I love watching unique figures run around on the map. And I like playing with the three uniques.
Have you thought about, I've been like, so everyone knows how much I love Ahsoka, and I love Ahsoka, and she's amazing. She's the best, even though she might be a little overcosted or something, but whatever. But have you thought about dropping Ahsoka out of this list and tossing something like Jared and R2 or something like that in there? I mean, Jared's attack is not as good as Ahsoka's, but he's very consistent. He's got, you know, if he's focused, he's going to hit pretty hard, but you know, he brings a similar thing to the table in that he's got a pretty long range, melee strike that does respectable damage. He doesn't have Ahsoka's ability to reroll, right? Like, Ahsoka can go find Jin and be like, I'm going to kill you and you're going to die. And unless you have On the Lamb, you're going to die. Whereas, like, Jared probably can't do something like that, but he brings a similar threat to the board. Like, have you thought about something like that?
Well, no, so that's where I started. So I originally, you know, I with Han, I really wanted to get 8 activations. And so I had Ahsoka replaced, actually, with Jared and Chopper.
Okay. There you go.
It's actually John. In some ways, it's John's list that forced me off of it. I mean, like, the problem that I was having is, you know, he would come up with those sentries, and they would do their, I don't know, where they get 2 attacks, whatever that's called.
Multi-fire.
Multi-fire, thanks. And, you know, I had so many of these low-cost figures that...
He's just...
That he would just down. He would just wipe them. And I needed more... that could deal with that. And so granted,
makes sense.
Part of my issue was, you know, my prep was with that wretched list. I toyed around with it on Vassal some. At times I took out Drakata, and so I paired both Ahsoka and Jared together in order to have 2 spies to combat Blaze of Glory. You know, obviously being able to fit in 3, I thought about, you know, I could bring in Mac so that then I can also deal with On the Lamb. But, you know, I struggled at that point with having enough firepower. And so, I don't know that this list is that great because of 1, Nalhutta, and 2, because of how much... the objective play is so important. I think that this would be better replacing Rebel High Command with Alliance Smuggler to help with that. And so I think that this is competitive, but it's really tough. I mean, you have to take figures out, and you have to take them out quickly because some of those lists, particularly the E-Riots and Riot Trooper heavy objective focus list out there is killer for this, just because I, you know, 3 figures, well, okay, I killed a 2-point figure. Which will be reinforced next round, you know. I mean, so it's just some of the limitations of this list. So that was Omaha, and after that, you know, I didn't want to play the same list because what I love about this game is list building.
So
I wanted to just try something different, and I just couldn't pull myself away from Drakata, so I wanted to pair Drakata with heavy weapons. So first I thought about the ESABs. And they're okay, but they're just so fragile and they have so little range that they're not great. The other problem that I have with ESABs is that they pretty much require being focused.
And
I don't want to bring in figures that require focus. It's just, you're good for 1 round, and then after that, you're just extremely mediocre.
Yep, absolutely.
So what I ended up doing is I pulled Drakata into Scum, and then paired him with BT. So... it was Drakata, a set of Equays, elite Equays, and then BT, Hera, Greedo, an elite Jawa, a regular Jawa for objectives, 3PO, and then Devious. And then with my last point, I decided to put explosive armaments on BT.
Yes. Why not?
Because, I mean, you know, I knew at the time that targeting computer would be better, but it wouldn't be as awesome.
That's true. Why not Prey on the Weak, right? Because Prey on the Weak is, you know, it gives a similar value. I guess, like, it depends on what you expect to see in the meta, but it won't work against Palp and Vader. Or Han, I guess, but you know, a lot of if you run into rebels or a trooper swarm, you know, it's going to be going off.
So the reason I chose that over other options is because what I was trying to just play around with is blast and splash damage, and so you know, I tried to pull in Vento, but I had to have Greedo, just because Greedo, And yeah. ultimately, Vinto didn't fit in there. But I might try something else later on. But with... So some of my command cards, I took Explosive Weaponry, which adds Blast 1 to a heavy weapons attack. And, of course, I have Collateral Damage. And I have Blitz as well to add a Surge. So if BT pulls off two Surges, you know, that plus 1 damage is helpful because he doesn't have any added damage Surges. And then two, the Blast 2, if I can pull that off and... you know, add to it with a collateral damage, or if I've played Explosive Weaponry. And then I follow that's up huge. With Dracata. There's Man, some games huge. Where I just was able to really wipe out a lot of people quickly.
Yeah, I love that.
And ultimately, people who, you know, they look at my list and they're like, there's a lot of blast damage. Maybe I shouldn't stand next to people. you know, it's pretty easy to play around.
Yeah, but I mean, even that forces sometimes suboptimal choices, right? Because if they need, you know, they need their riots to, like, hold off, like, cover a certain, what's the word, cover line of sight to prevent shooting Palp or something. It's like, all right, well, you got to put them next to each other. Otherwise, I'm just going to shoot Palp. But yep. now that they're next to each other, we're going to get some free damage. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, so, yeah, I thought the blast damage was fun. And so that's why I did
yeah.
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so this was at Kansas, and so I saw a lot of familiar faces, and majority of the people there were also in Omaha.
Okay.
So, great guys. I love seeing them every time. And so I started off again with a bye. So, 1-0. Well done, me.
Well done. Ryan's amazing.
yeah.
It is amazing, because somehow he has byes for days.
So. I only had two, okay. and I used them both. Then, but then I started off with a loss. I played Matt, who was top 16 at Worlds. He was actually undefeated, I think, in Swiss at Worlds. He's pretty good.
sounds like it.
And so, and he's Matsu Robin on the boards, but he was using my good friend John's list. And so... I started off playing him, and so I was facing that Iggy and E sentries again. And this time, though, it was on the Jawa map, and okay. so I actually had a chance on this. And it was really close, and he ended up winning 26-24. You know, if
that is super close.
Yeah, yeah, and he ran his figures back towards. He started off in the sanded. Side, the desert yep. side, and
the outside.
He ran his figures back to hide in that back corner, so I couldn't kill him in the end, and that's what won him for him. Yeah, so that game was really close, but Matt was able to edge me out there. So I started off with a loss, but then after that, I. Matched up against Pat, who's a great guy. He is wannabe Pudge on the boards. And then here, that game was on Nalhutta, and this is where BT and Dracata really were able to work well. Okay. He was on the top side, because again, I had Devious. And so he pulled his Rangers over to the left side of the map, over by the water. And he had his Rangers together, and so with BT and Dracata first round, I was able to take out two of them, and then I took out one of them and really damaged another one, and then I had initiative and was able to kill the other one, the other two with Dracata at the start of the next round. So they actually never got to attack. Because of all that blast damage and splash damage that I threw at him. And then he just wasn't able to recover.
Yeah.
Then the next one was against Chris. And he, let's see, our first game. So this is the last game of Swiss. This is the one that we played on the other Jawa map mission. I think this time we were playing A, and here I was able to, he had Rangers brought into Scum. I was able to take them out pretty much immediately, first round and the start of second round, kind of like I was able to against Pat. And because of that, I had an advantage and I ended up winning, I think 40 to 26 or something. Okay. So I ended up 3-1 out of Swiss. And then I matched up again with Chris, and he managed to beat me there in the rematch. We played on Java, and again, you know, it's tough when you have just a few heavy hitters. I pushed Dracada up to try to get in some early damage, and except for I think he had on the lamb first round, and so then I was out of position, and then we sort of traded blows, but I left Vento alive for too long, and there was an activation where Vento came in and killed three figures in an activation.
That guy's the worst. Yeah.
And the worst part of it is I had dealt five damage to him earlier on, and I chose to attack a Weequay instead of Vento, because I think I had forgotten I had done that. Because I was focused on a different threat at the time, and so
yeah,
you shouldn't do that, by the way, people.
Yeah, don't do that thing.
Yeah, so I got knocked out in the first round of elimination there, so lost the top eight match. But then, as I said earlier, Matt went on to win it all, and so that same list with Iggy and E-Centuries won both Omaha and the Kansas regionals.
Cool. Well, Ryan, so now that you've given these awesome regionals reports, give us a little bit of a breakdown in terms of where you think the meta is at. I mean, obviously IG and Centuries or E-Century droids are really good, but tell us about how do you think that compares. Was anyone running like Trooper Swarm, Vader, Palp, like durable Imperial list? Was anyone running anything like that?
Yes. Micah, who's Master Chief Spiff, he was running the Vader and Trooper Swarm at the Kansas Regional. A few other people were running Vader. I actually saw there was one person who had a four activation list, and I think it was Vader, Palp, and ATDP and Soren. I don't know if that adds up, but it was pretty cool. I really wanted to play that guy. I didn't get to, but hats off to that guy, because that's awesome.
That is awesome and disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, what do you want to kill there?
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to worry about objectives. I'm just going to run straight at your throat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so that did show up. It was actually Kansas. So in Omaha, the meta was not as diverse because a lot of the people were, you know, the Kansas contingent, and almost all of them were running Han and Smugglers or Han Rangers. And so there was just a lot of those lists. And there were no two lists that were exactly the same. I mean, a nine activation, Han and Rangers and Gen lists is, you know, like way different than Han and Chewie, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So it didn't feel stale, but it still wasn't as varied as in Kansas. There was almost an equal representation from all the factions.
That's cool.
And I was really pleased with the meta. And that's true across the board. I mean, like, it's just wide open. You know, you can win with different lists with Vader and different lists with Palp, or just going focus on vehicles, like I think Eric did. And, you know, that objective control with all the E-Riots. I think that Imperials are in a really good place. Mercs, you know, there is that Scum Hunters fatigue. I'm curious about Worlds, how many people are going to come back to try just the traditional Scum Hunters lists. I think they're going to be really powerful. And one of the reasons, because as long as now Hutta is around, I think the Devious is, I mean, it's just it's the best one point cost in the game right now.
Better than Zillow?
Better than Zillow.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I would take Devious over Zillow.
IG will just swing that so hard. Yeah.
And that's the other thing is that IG is so versatile in the way that he can shoot from far away. He can move seven spaces. He's more dangerous the closer you get to him. And Blaze of Glory is just so devastating.
Yeah,
particularly absolutely. When you've got Devious. So I think that they're going to do well. It's obviously not unbeatable, but I think you're going to be hard-pressed when you're facing off on Nalhutta from the wrong side of the map if you're playing the list that I love most, Rebels.
So,
part of it's going to come down to matchups. The Rebels, though, I mean, Han is so legit. And
he's so good.
That's what I love about right now. Like, if you're just jumping in, grab Han and throw whatever else in there, and yep. you'll do fine.
That's true.
You know, he takes some finesse to play, and you need to be really careful about positioning, and he's not as durable as you think he is.
No, he's very not as durable as you think he is.
Yeah. But, you know, Han Rangers is good. I mean, even the what I was running, you know, last... you know, season or whatever, the Luke Rangers, that list is still viable.
Oh, absolutely.
And, absolutely. So I just think it's a really good state of where we're at.
Absolutely. Tell us a card that you think is overrated.
Definitely IG-88. People should stop playing. I think is overrated.
Yeah.
Part of me thinks Jin. Jin is overrated. Yeah.
You think Jin is overrated?
Oh, well, I think that she was underrated.
Okay.
And I think that the pendulum has swung a bit too far in the opposite direction. I don't always think she's worth her 5 points.
No, it depends
if she's coming up against Vader and she pulls off that magnificent, you know, wild attack plus her
the one in a million. Heck yeah, baby.
And gets off a stun, that's huge. And
will do like 7, 8, 9 damage to Vader. My gosh, that's the best feeling.
So Jin has very high peaks, I will say that.
Yes.
In the two regionals that I played, I killed Jin before she did much of anything.
Yeah.
But partly that's because I take Jin very seriously, and so... Yeah. Maybe Jin is doing her work by me focusing on her as opposed to someone else. I just, for 5 points, it's just a lot to invest. So I think Jin is maybe a little overrated.
I'm having an existential crisis. It's okay.
But the thing I love about Jin is that I love seeing how viable she is and how powerful she is. After so long of her being neglected, and partly, I mean, she's more powerful because more cards have come out, and there's better synergies with the new Han and things like that. But, you know, sometimes a card that you don't expect to work well turns out to work really well. So, for instance, recently I was playing a Wookiee list with Chewie and Drakata and regular Wookiee warriors. Now, the regular Wookiee Warriors are not great.
No.
They have 11 health. And frankly, like, they're too expensive for 8 points, but that's a viable list. I use them as body shields, essentially, and objective runners. And in some ways, I mean, like, that's an answer to Nalhutta. You've got a body shield with 11 health. That's going to be enough
absolutely.
To get you down there. And granted, you're sacrificing 8 points to get there, but that's better than the whole game.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know.
You can use them to like screen off while everyone comes up, right? So then Chewie and Drakata can start doing their work after your guys have eaten up that damage.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, particularly it'd be nice if you have something like shielded, where you can get some points out of them as well.
Absolutely.
So I'm not saying that those are great figures now, but it does go to show that, like, if you think around and outside of the box, you can find units that not many people are playing that still can get some use out of it.
All right, so tell us an underrated card.
I mean, I don't know if Dracotta is underrated, but I'm not seeing Dracotta as much as I should. I mean, Dracotta is so good. The unmitigatable damage of the rubble tokens and the ability to do either blast two or one to every figure within two spaces with shrapnel, the auto one, I love, I love Dracotta, and I don't see Dracotta as much as I think I should. I also wonder about Vento. I think I underestimated Vento, and Vento, you know, a lot of people were really high on Vento, but I haven't really seen Vento on the board too much recently.
Yeah.
And I think that Vento still has a really good place in the meta.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody thought that Vento was no longer worthwhile, but Vento
he's definitely fallen off. I mean, his IG has kind of risen to the prominence of the hunter lists. Vento has fallen off a little bit just because, you know, you don't have the 5 points. I think also part of the problem is Vento really needs to be focused for that first attack in order to really make a high impact. He can still make an impact later in the game, you know, when figures are weakened, but it's just harder for him to do it. So
I think that this is also just partly because of the season we're in and the figures that are there. I mean, like, you know, Captain Tarot is still a great figure, but just doesn't fit right now. And the same thing with Jared. I think Jared's a great figure, doesn't fit right now. Obi-Wan is severely limited by lack of mobility, and it's not great for the points, but I think that, you know, if eventually you have enough force user cards like Obi-Wan, you know, can eventually become see a lot more play.
Absolutely. Yeah. They need like a force user like on the lamb or like an equivalent, right? Like hunters have assassinate. They've got assassinate, tools for the job, and hind reflexes. Smugglers have got on the lamb, tools for the job, run for cover, right? And troopers have got grenadier, call the vanguard, double reinforcements, right? Like everybody has got these amazing, like these classes have got amazing cards. Like even droids have got like shared experience, right? If you could do something with force users, a card that would allow them to just generate autofocus, wow, that'd be awesome.
Right now, force users have Son of Skywalker.
They have Son of Skywalker, and they've got good mobility, right? But in order to get value out of that mobility, you need to have more than one Jedi, because they're all going to die as they like are going in to kill people. So we're still waiting on that. But one day, FFG, you need to start listening to our podcast and do something.
And also, I'd like a lot more heavy weapons figures and cards. Yes, so,
Ryan would like heavy weapon cards, and Kenny also doesn't want Gideon and C-3PO to be allowed temporary alliance. Thanks, FFG. Cool. All right, brother. Well, do you have any other comments, thoughts, anything on the meta you want to share?
Not necessarily about the meta, but I just wanted to encourage people to come out and play. Like, if you're listening to this and you've never gone to a tournament, you know, it's kind of daunting to just jump in, but just jump in. My first tournament was a regionals where, you know, I was going to the place, the podcast that I listened to, and I knew that Grant and Jesse would be there from Vader's Finest, and that was kind of intimidating, you know? And so, like, you're probably going to go, and you may lose more games than you want, but that's how you get started. That's how you get involved in the community. And, like, I haven't been involved in, like, too many different gaming communities, but, like, Imperial Assault is just the best.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it's everybody's so friendly, and the games aren't, you know, full of dial-twisting cheaters. You know, and everybody's just friendly and helpful. I was listening to your last one. Eric was talking about how, you know, it was top eight and people were talking about like the strategy of their lists.
Yeah.
With, you know, competitors ostensibly, but, you know, like we're all friends and just enjoying this game. So
I'm such, I totally want to amen that because the IA community is awesome and it is really important just that I like that, like what Eric said, like the top eight, they're all getting around and talking about the strategy of their lists, right? Like that tells you that these guys, like what's more important to them is not winning a game, but playing the game and having fun with it. And I just think, man, that's so awesome. So
yeah. And Worlds, still time to sign up. So,
dang
if
straight.
You live close or even if you live as far away as Arkansas or more,
yeah.
Worlds is not a bad time to jump in. It's going to have a lot of great people there and, it's going to be a blast. So
that's awesome.
Come
and
out
we're gonna
and,
be getting,
and play.
We're going to be giving away a ton of swag. So everyone show up. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Cool. Also, one other thing Ryan didn't mention, but he should have, is that we all need to play Vassal. Get on Vassal.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually the best way to get better. So in between last time I went to Worlds and now, the main difference between my game is that I have been on Vassal way more than is healthy. No, but yeah, I mean, you get to play. I mean, DT's on there all the time, the two-time world champion. You know, Brett Kelly's on there. Everybody, there are tournaments that you can jump in on, or you can just log on to the Discord, Board Wars Discord. There's a, you know, a skirmish pickup
yep.
channel that you can say anybody want to play a game. Your Slack channel has the same thing.
Yep.
So Vassal's one of the best ways to get better. And like what I love is trying out different lists.
Yep.
So, you know, I last week I played, you know, three nights in a row and three different lists that I was just throwing together each day. And so it's a great way to get better and to experiment.
I totally agree. Cool. All right. Well, we want to thank Ryan for coming on the podcast and giving us this amazing report of these two regionals. Obviously, he did really good because he is really good. And we want to encourage everybody to go out. We want to thank everyone for downloading the podcast. Please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and join us on the Slack channel by sending an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Have a good day.